'em pop. Big gun Brian Petrie giving out the lot. One is mortal, you know it won't miss. Gonna take a shot. Dog lock, that's the underdog. Yeah, they in the hunt.
Like
send them home, that's KO or submission. Yeah, somebody done. Slime ball, yeah, that's the parlay. We gon' make it known. Pick 'em pie from MMA takes. Yeah, let's get it gone.
Woo! 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 Big Griff. Big Griff always with the heat on that intro. What's up with the what's up? Boys, I've been chopping at the bit to do this pick 'em this week. Sometimes when I do too early, my props aren't available. Wednesday's a sweet spot. It's Wednesday. We're recording. We're getting after it. I was thinking about going live on Thursday because I'm going to Nashville this weekend. We'll get to that in a second. Thinking about going live Thursday, but having some internet issues. If you watched the Anakin Florian on Monday night, your boy's segment was choppy. I've never had internet issues like that. I was embarrassed and mad. So I've looked into some different companies, and we're having a new company come out on Thursday. They're going to install their stuff, see if it's faster than what we got. And if it is, see ya with what we got. Because I'm paying actually quite a pretty penny just for internet a month. And it's unacceptable when it doesn't work. And ever since, I mean, it's just been spotty ever since then as well. You got to unplug it. It's terrible. So hopefully Thursday we get that shit taken care of. But what's up with the what's up? Your boy going to be in Nashville this weekend, huh? Little honky-tonk, little fights, Nash Vegas, baby. I've never been. I've said multiple times I was scheduled to go many, many moons ago. August 2015, if we're going to be honest, guys. You got married in December. Bachelor party was in August. And we all scheduled. We had a week, or maybe not a week, maybe like 4 days in Vegas. Nash Vegas, and my wife got a gallbladder, and then she got taken out. So she says, I haven't seen the gallbladder. Sure, there's a scar there. Sure, I was waiting for after surgery, but, you know, okay. You know what I mean? She didn't want your boy in Nash Vegas, but I'm going with the wife to Nashville this weekend for the fights. Yeah, I'll be in the building. So I've gotten some wonderful people hit me up that they're going to be there, blah, blah, blah. Love to snap a picture. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting pulled in like 50 different directions. If I'm being honest with you, I've got a lot of, I'm only there for 2 days. We're getting in at probably like 2:30 Friday. And they got a lot of some stuff when we do when we get in. And then, you know, Friday night's open, right? Grab dinner, whatever. And at the fights, you know, your boy's a first fight night. First fight kind of guy. I'm going to get there early. Everyone's doors open, so I'll be in the building. Don't know where I'm sitting yet. I haven't got my tickets yet. J.A., John Anik is giving me his tickets. He's that nice of a guy. I have not received the email yet, so I don't know where my seats are at. I will let you know. We'll snap a few photos. If you run into your boy, let's have a good time. Let go. I think the card is strong. I think it's fun. I dove in after my embarrassing week last week. Been thinking about it all goddamn week. I stopped doing the Immaculate Grid. That's a lie. I've been doing it. But I haven't been killing myself on it. But I'm in the zone, I feel like, for this one. And I'm excited about these fights. Gotta be honest with you. I didn't pick a ton of dogs. You know what I mean? Your boy's a dog bounty hunter. I think I got two, maybe three. We'll get to the maybe three one. But I'm just, you know, I just, instead of going value chasing, being a value boy, I just went for it. I literally broke it down. I said, pick the better fighter. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about the number. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Which is what you should do. But sometimes when you're gambling, you're like, yeah, it makes sense to put it on this and all this dorky shit. You know what I mean? You know how it is. You've heard me spew that before. So, so we got Nashville coming up, and I'm excited. So, again, your boy's in the building. Hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Brian Petrie MMA. If you're there, people have already hit me up, and that'd be great if we could run into each other and bro hug it up and snap a few photos for the gram. You know, put everything on the gram or Twitter, whatever. It'd be fun. I'm very, very excited about it. But this guy who lives in Nashville hit me up and said, hey, what spots are you looking at? Because, you know, he was like, hey, here's some, you know, he's giving me some recommendations. My wife is a little bit of a foodie. She's the one that's kind of hitting these spots up. We've been watching YouTube videos of where to go. All I know about Nashville, and this is how dumb I am, is the hot chicken, right? The spicy chicken. Don't like my chicken super spicy. Got a little bit of a baby belly. A little bit of a baby belly. So I'm not super spicy guy, but I love me some chicken. And so Hattie B's top of the list. I think right where our hotel's at, Hattie B's is like right there. Walking distance. But it'll be hot, I think, you know. It'll be hot in that joint. But I know he's like, hey, that's going to be a wait. It's great, but it's a wait, blah, blah, blah. There's a million places. So don't really know yet. Still a lot of things on the books. Again, Friday, I'm getting kind of pulled in certain directions, certain people I want to meet up with. And so we'll see. I'm just going to play it up by ear. No schedule. No nothing, right? No kids. Me and the wife. Great hotel room. You know, a little bit of money in the pocket and fucking soul in our hearts, ready to have a time in Nashville, baby. You know, honky tonk. I'll leave with a full blown country accent if they do that in Nashville and a cowboy hat. I don't fucking around, okay? I will adapt to my surroundings. All right, here we go. Verse 5 of the night, Odey Osborne plus 160 versus this guy's a name. Here's a name, and I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right now. Azu Alimabov. I'm not going to say John Anik will be proud of me, but I think he'd be fucking proud of me. So what we got here, Asu is making his debut. He's 17-2. I looked this guy up. I'm like, okay, 17-2. He's from Kazakhstan. Jesus, Brian. He's from a stand. 17-2. Good. 17-2. Fuck. Hang on. All right, little podcast juice to shake it up. I'm like, why isn't this guy in the UFC yet? Right? He's been fighting in Brave. Good record, right? His two losses were back-to-back to Garrett Lumbekov, and then some real weird loss. Some guy named Meemam Madidov, who was 6-6. That's an ugly loss, but that was back in 2017. Since then, all he's done is win. Grappling okay. Chokes are good. He doesn't like blow me away. He's got a good win over Zach Mikulski, who's a good wrestler, right? Then enter Odey Osborne. This is a guy who I liked off the Contender Series, right? Coming off a win over Charles Johnson was a good win. I don't know how he won that fight. He landed 3 takedowns, did nothing with it. Split decision. Charles Johnson outstruck him and landed a takedown. I thought Charles Johnson won that fight. Before that, he got knocked out by Tyson Nam. You know, and he's got some good wins. But you look at Odey Osborne's record, which I'm looking at right fucking now. Besides maybe Brian Kellner, who subbed him, he's not fighting grapplers in the least bit. Brian Keller can kind of do everything. Got a good guillotine. That's what he got him with. You know, Brian Keller can wrestle as well. So I'm sitting here looking at his record. Jerome Vera, guy gets knocked out by everybody. Odie knocked him out. Mel Kopp, not a grappler. CJ Vergara, not a grappler. Zuruk Asadov, literally a kickboxer. Tyson Nam, not a grappler. Charles Johnson can grapple a little bit. Didn't really choose to in the Odey fight. Wanted to stand with him, was getting him on the feet, you know, outstruck him. But, I mean, Charles can grapple. You enter a guy like Azus, who is grappling, and he's got the big number. He's got minus 190, plus 160 on Odey. Now, a lot of people are going to come in and go, listen, Odey should win this fight. Odey is the veteran. He's the UFC tested. We got a guy who's not. But I like the tape on this guy. I don't think he's a pure finisher. I don't. I think he can grapple well, puts on a pace. His stand-up isn't – he's not lost in the stand-up for considering he is a grappling-based. But, you know, Odey Osborne is better on the feet. So this guy's got to initiate grappling. I don't want to see a stand-up fest go, I'm going to test my striking against Odey. I don't think that's a good thing. Odey's been chinned before. You can get to him. But I like a club and sub here. I want you to maybe hit him and then get him to the ground. Focus on your game plan. Don't try to prove someone wrong. Don't try to get fight of the night on your first UFC fight and the first fight out of the shoot. So give me Azu minus 190. Hate the number, if I'm being honest with you. If I was telling people the fatter bankroll, because my bankroll is on life support, it's just dying, I would tell people maybe take a little poke at Odey. You know, he's been in the UFC longer, does have some skills, but I, you know, this Azu guy, and I'm butchering his name a bunch. I do like kind of what I see, but minus 190 on a debutante, tough. That's a tough to get behind there for me, boys. But yeah, give me the Kazakhstan gentleman over Odey Osborne. All right, next up, fight I'm very excited about that this guy put together for numerous reasons. Sean Woodson, no line. Dennis Bazooka, no line. DraftKings, no line. Best fight odds, which I love that website. They compare lines across the board. They don't even have this fight up yet. I had to go to FightOdds.io and BetOnline and then some other site were the only two that had lines up. And right now, Dennis Bazook is a plus 150, and Sean Woodson is like plus 175 or minus 175. He's a favorite, which blew me away, right? Sean Woodson, 9-1-1, has a split. last time out against Luis Sedana, got dropped twice, got rocked, battled back, got a lot of heart. It's a big weight cut for him. He's a big, long, lanky dude. But there's been some chinks in that chin that have been coming when you're cutting so much weight. The 45, you're 31 now. That's giving away. I'm all over Bazook. Let me tell you something about Dennis Bazook, right? I tweet at him. I'm trying to be friends with the Longo family, the Longo Inner Circle. Matt Steamroller is a great dude. We messaged before. I tweet at Bazook. I'm trying to be a friend of the guy. I'm a fan of him. I shouted him out on the Anakin Florian. Guy wants nothing to do with me. He wants nothing to do with me. Doesn't tweet me. He's never been rude. I'm sure he's getting a lot, but he doesn't know who I am. I don't expect him to know who I am. But yeah, he's never like, kind of was like, hey, yeah, let's go or whatever, you know. But I'm so excited he signed the UFC. This is a guy who fought Melsik Badarian in his first contender series run, lost a close but decision, comes back, fought some awkward guy, wins, then don't sign him. So he goes out and he just starts finishing people. He goes, you want to see, wants to see some finishes? Finishes some decent people on the regional scene and finally gets his shot. Every time on Twitter, there's a call out or there's a fight that drops out within 24 hours, this dude hops on it. He could have got signed by PFL. He could have got signed by Bellator, 1FC, whatever. He decides not to. I want to be the UFC. I want the UFC dream. He's training with killers. He's going all over the place. High-level guys like Aljo, Nas, Favola, they travel with this guy because he's that fucking good. I like what I see. He's got a great chin. He's got a great motor. He's a Longo guy, so you know he's tough as shit. Heavy hands as well. He's cleaned up some of his striking, but big, big power. Obviously, the length of Woodson's going to give, I think, Bazook maybe a little bit of trouble. The knee up the middle scares me a little bit. In the clinch can scare me a little bit. Taking the fight on short notice. Cardio, I don't know if it's going to be an issue because he's just training. He's constantly wanting to step up. I think we get a finish here. I like Bazook. Plus 150 is what BetOnline says. Line's probably going to move when it comes to when we get a real line. One of these big books pick it up. We'll see what they set the line at. But BetOnline has a plus 150. That's the number I'm going to go with. Give me motherfucking Dennis Bazook. And I'm going to meet Ray Longo. You know, I'm going to meet him. The man is coming to Nashville. When I looked at the Nashville card, and the wife and I were planning on going, I go, man, Billy Q is kind of a Longo guy, right? But he trains in Tampa. He's more of a Favola guy. I know Ray doesn't really corner him. He roots for him. He's probably been in the gym numerous times. Anyway, I'm like, man, there's no Longo guy. I really want to kind of bump into Longo and see Longo, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, Longo, we're in a group text. Longo's in it, you know, chatting it up, blah, 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 blah. You know, I love Ray. And I got wind of this last night, and I text Ray. He's like, we're going, baby. We're all teams on deck. Quint is there. Aljo will be there. Favola's already there for Billy Q. You got fucking, there's a gnat again. I've had to restart this podcast 3 times because of this gnat that keeps fucking bouncing off my face. I'm already 12 minutes in, 13 minutes in. I'm in a good clip here. I'm feeling good. Podcast, I'm not doing it. Anyway, I'm going to hug up the legend, Hall of Fame coach Ray Longo, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited to do that. Hopefully, I'll have the presence. I'm not like a big picture guy usually. Usually, when I meet people, I kind of live in the moment. Yada yada yada. Hopefully, I have the wherewithal to tell my wife or whoever, please snap a photo of me and Ray Longo because I'm gonna need this on the wall. I'm gonna need this for life. But give me Dennis Bazook. I do really think. I know. I just said how much I love Ray. You think I'm picking Bazook because he's with Ray? I truly believe he's a good fighter. And that, you know, Sean Woodson's chin is going to be tested here. Zadana is a good striker, but he's not fantastic. He's not overly powerful, and he put him down twice. So I like Bazook here. I think that weight cut is getting the Woodson. So let's go Bazook. All right, next up, we got Jake Hadley, minus 190 versus Cody Durden, plus 160. See a lot of sharps. See a lot of my fellow sharps. Like Cody Durden here in the underdog spot. I completely understand why. Good wrestler. His striking's coming a long way. Cardio has definitely faded, but he's got big heart, so he kind of powers through. Tough, hard to get out of there. Hadley, though, the one time we've seen him struggle against Rodrigo Nascimento, where he got taken down and just couldn't do anything, had a pretty active guard, had an active game off his back, does have some submission wins to his name, but Nascimento just was 2 steps ahead of him. Cody Durden's going to want to get this fight to the ground. I think he stays on the feet. I think Jake Hadley's going to piece him up to the body, piece him up to the head. It's going to be a short night for Durden. But if Cody, I think he will wrestle, I want to see Jake's guard active. And then if you're not setting up, and like Bisping says this all the time, if you're not getting your initial reads, if you're setting up from an arm, you finally got the arm trap, you go for it, he gets out, maybe do a guillotine, maybe do a triangle, maybe do a sweep. All those things don't work, you're up, right? You can't spend too much time on your back with Durden. Make him work. I think Hadley's got great cardio. I think he's got great hands. You got to make Durden work. I like this. Send him home too, baby. Jake Hadley, woo, send him home. Get him out here. Send him home. I like it by submission. I think Cody's going to fall into something for sure. Guillotine choke, triangle choke, rear naked choke, some kind of fucking choke. I think that's what's going to happen. I understand my fellow colleagues picking Durden at plus 160. He's a good wrestler. He's tough. He has been submitted before. There is a lot of submission losses on his record. I think three of the four. Is it three of the four or two of the four, Brian? Should have wrote that down. Should have memorized it. Tell me what it is. He got four losses and three of them are by submission. Oh, wait. Hold, yeah, three are by submission. So the guy can get submitted before. Jake Hadley does have decent submissions, even though people only remember him getting stifled in a Nascimento fight. He's a high-level black belt. I like Jake Hadley here. I like maybe finish on the feet. Not sure how I'm going to play this. Maybe a double chance here too. I mean, Durden is tough. I didn't love anybody else. I'm going to send him home. I could have made Bazook a send him home, but there's no line on him yet. So I thought that might have been cheap. So give me Jake Hadley, some type of finish. I can see a body shot. I can see a knockout on the feet, but I feel like it's going to be something on the ground since I think that's where Cody's going to take it. So Jake Hadley, baby. England, stand up. Next up, Billy Q, minus 190 versus Damon Jackson, plus 160. A lot of the same lines we got out here. DraftKings, I got these lines literally right before I hopped on. DraftKings giving us, DraftKings has given us a lot of the same lines. So we got another Billy Q, minus 190 versus Damon Jackson. So I have been wrong about Damon Jackson. I have been wrong several times in his fights. I thought he was very average. I thought he was chinny. He has been knocked out a few times, but I thought less of him. But he actually is a quality fighter. He's good, good on the ground. He's kind of big, long in there, a little awkward, but he wins fights. He does enough to win. He does have his stand-up is obviously getting better. He's very good on the ground. And you got Billy Q, though, who just doesn't stop moving forward. Cardio elite. It's hittable. That's what happened in the Edson fight. You know, he ran into something with the Edson. But this is an angry Billy Q. This is a Billy Q who didn't expect to lose to Edson Barboza. He won at that fight. I think he called for Edson. Got the Edson fight. Got knocked out. Lost. This is a bad time to be fighting Billy Q. Damon Jackson coming off a loss himself. But I just think Billy Q's got that extra gear, that extra meanness. And he seems to be in great shape. He always seems to be in great shape. But I just see a pace him putting on Damon Jackson, who I've seen fade late before. I think this fight's going to be close in the first round. I think it's going to be Billy pressuring, trying to figure out what he wants to do. Billy can wrestle a little bit. Jamin can wrestle a little bit. Damon, I think maybe he's the better submission grappler. We'll see what happens when they hit the floor. But I think Billy's going to want to create chaos to drain that on Damon Jackson, who I think tends the fade as the fight goes. He's got a ton of heart. Right? Doesn't give up, doesn't just completely guess, but you see in that second or third round, there's a little bit there. So the play here is Billy Q, and the play is like a late TKO stoppage. I think you're looking at maybe late second round, early, you know, second or third round TKO stoppage is never a bad play in a Billy Q fight. And I can see that just him wearing down Jackson and getting those stoppages. You know, first round's going to be tough. First round's going to be competitive, but I think Billy Q's going to turn it up, finish him second, third round. You know, oh, ABC, baby, always bet cardio. So give me Billy Q. All right, next up, you got Jeremiah Wales, minus 135 versus Carlston Harris, plus 115. Every time I see Jeremiah Wales, I just want to scream, just sing Jeremiah was a bullfrog. But I'm not going to do that because I'm too good of a singer. Too good. Jeremiah Wales coming off that Sullenberger performance where he got rocked. Dropped in round one and two, come back and won. I didn't think he won the fight. Jeremiah Wells has been hot in the UFC. He's undefeated in the UFC. Good grappler, and is tough. Has a tremendous heart, has tremendous cardio. That's essentially what, I mean, I think on the judges, what won him that fight was he just kept pushing that pace cardio-wise. And then enter Carlston Harris, who I think is a bit overrated, right? He's 18-5. Came in the UFC kind of hot, right? You know, he beat Christian Aguilera by Anaconda. Then he knocked out Impa Kasananai, which is a good win. Impa's doing great outside the UFC. Then he obviously ran into Shakhov Rakhmonov. No no problem losing to Shafkov, who is an absolute stud, probably future champion. Got knocked down round one, but then he took a little bit of time off, and then he fought Jarrett Gordon. The night train on short notice was supposed to fight Abubakar, but what do you know? Nurmagomedov pulled out of a fight. But I think Carlson Harris, you know, I've looked up a lot of his tapeology. See, I like that word. You like that word I said there. And I just, you know, he's good. He's not great. I don't think he can submit Jeremiah Wells. I think he's going to want to keep it on the feet. I think Jeremiah Wells is going to take him down. Jeremiah Wells is compact. He's strong. He can hit hard on the feet as well, but he obviously got clipped by Sullensberger's last fight. He's clippable. He's hittable. Obviously shows up that he's pretty durable and his chin's okay because of the cardio aspect. But I think he's going to really just kind of drown Carlson here. I think a decision win. Minus 135, a little low. He was minus 155 a couple days ago, so the money is coming on Harris. Don't know why, if I'm being perfectly honest. Yeah, I see Jeremiah Wells just steamroll to a decision here. You know, against the night train, Jarrett Gordon, Harris looked a little tentative on the feet. I know Gordon's got big power here. He might let it go a little more, and I think that's going to open up takedowns for Jeremiah Wells, who I think is an underrated grappler. He's coming out of that Philly gym, undefeated in the UFC. Give me Jeremiah Wells. Give me him by decision. I think if I play this fight, it will be Jeremiah Wells by decision. I don't think I'll play it anywhere else. No money line, even though 135 is pretty juicy money line. We'll see. I'll be in the building, live betting. Bah, 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 bah. Thank you, Tennessee, for having live betting. All right, next up, we got Honey Mathilos. Minus plus 165 is Kyler Phillips. Cali Cool Kyler, minus 200. Kyler Phillips, didn't he get suspended for steroids? He got overturned, I guess, because I feel like he's back pretty quick from getting the steroid debacle thing. Kyler was my guy. I like Kyler. I think he's a good-looking dude. I think he's marketable. I think he just needs to really kind of figure out what kind of fighter he wants to be. His stand-up is pretty good, but he doesn't like to engage. It looks like he's a pretty boy. I don't know. You know, he's not quite as bad as Chiesa, but it doesn't seem like he loves to kind of get hit a lot in there. But his stand-up is coming along. Grappling pretty good when he's on top, not when he's on bottom. Harney Barcelos is getting a lot older at this weight. That always scares me. You know, he slowed down a little bit. He's got some good wins in there. He's fighting more active. Early in his UFC career, when people were talking about him, maybe as a dark horse for the division, he never fought. Now he's fighting regularly. He's fighting tough guys. You know, Kyler, 2-1 number. I'm going to go Kyler. I don't love the price. This isn't a parlay piece for me. This isn't something I'm running to the window to bet. This is just kind of like a gut pick where I think this is going to be a lot closer than the line suggests. I think Honey is absolutely capable of winning this fight. So with that being said, again, if you're a dog guy, take a shot at Honey at plus 165. I think that's a good number here. Again, I feel like I'm playing a little safe. Feel like I'm being kind of a little bit of a bitch because I'm trying to save the old bank account. I thought I would win so much last week and my natural trip would be fucking paid for. It's not. Right. So I gotta have a good week. And I think, you know, I'm playing it safe, which I don't love. I wish I could take some more chances. But honestly, you know, value's on Barcelos, but I do think Kyler is the better fighter. I mean, he could get wrestle fuck for three rounds. Honey does have good wrestling and good grappling, but I don't know if I see that happening. I think Kyler's crafty on the ground. He's got some good submissions. He's going to be faster on the feet. Honey is tough. And I just like saying his name, Honey Barcelos. But give me Kyler. Cali Cool, you know, Mr. Cool Guy. All right, next up we got this guy's name. I was so glad I got to pronounce his name on the Anakin Florian. So again, you got to go sexy because this guy's got a sexy name, right? He's on one of those, you know, those Fabio novels that your mom used to read when you were a kid, you know, jerking herself off every night. You know, that's the name that this guy is in his novels. Ignacio Bohemundez. I mean, just fucking beautiful name. I love it so much. Minus 225 versus Ludovic Klein, plus 185. Ludovic, here's a guy who, you know, labeled this great striker and yada, yada, yada. He's okay, right? Doesn't have much hands, kicks very well, kicks hard, hittable, and kind of one-dimensional on the feet, in my opinion. Yes, his kicks are great. Yes, his kicks are hard, but what else? Yeah, you know what I mean? He's starting to wrestle. Guy bought some wrestling shoes. Last couple camps, he's taking guys down. Nasio's been taken down once, but other than that, he's got some pretty good takedown offense. Also shown in his UFC career, he's got a good fucking gilly. He'll snatch your goddamn neck up. Tall, long guy like Nasio. His debut against Dong Medesi got knocked around a little bit. That was worrisome. He got countered very easily by a veteran. McDessie is a great striker and hurt Inácio every time. That was a bad weight cut for him. I think he's dialed in on the weight cut, dialed in on some defense. He's picking his shots a little more precisely now. I think his stand-up is excellent. His kicks are great. His hands are great. He trains with that great camp out of Chicago there. They're pushing him. Cardio is not going to be a problem for this guy. Ludovic's going to try to wrestle probably because I think the reach and the range is going to be a problem for him. I don't see him wanting to strike with Inácio. Maybe trying to counter him a little bit when Inácio leads because Inácio is aggressive. I can see that, but I don't think that's going to be enough. Give me a Inácio Bermúdez. And that's candidate number one, babe. Took me a little bit to build the slime ball. I had a lot of options, and I just kind of went with the gut. You know what I mean? Sometimes we don't know. You just go with the gut. So, yeah, give me a Inácio. Just absolute. Excited about that fight. Excited to hear that name announced. Hopefully meet him. Next up, Tanner Bozier, minus 155 versus Alexa Kammer. Alexa Kammer, plus 130. So, the remainder of these fights, I mean, we've already picked two fights that were only in Ken Florian as well. The remainder of these fights will be or have already been said and broken down by me on Ken Florian. I've not changed my pick, so I apologize. I'm going to try to not repeat myself as often. However, Kammer versus Bozier, and Kammer's an Ohio guy, so I feel like I can bust his balls a little bit. You know, that's what us Ohio boys do. Didn't know he was still in the UFC, right? Didn't know. Not a knock on him. His UFC record's not terrible. He's got a little pop, right? He's got a little knockout, but didn't know he's in the UFC. Then you got Tanner Bozier, who's putting out videos or interviews. Was it a Instagram post or maybe do an interview? Just ripping all the sponsors for the UFC. Crypto this and now, you know, who don't pay him. He's like, Venom's cool. They pay me to wear their stuff. But all this other, you know, he was angry. I was heavy on Tanner Bozier. He looked great for his 205-pound debut. I thought he was going to beat Ian Kutalaba. Wrong. Kutalaba woke up, had extra nails for breakfast that morning, and absolutely butchered Tanner Bozier. That was a little bit of a surprise by me. Lost some money in that fight. What did he get? No. Alexa Kammer, he's dangerous probably in the first round. I think his striking is very basic. He can be explosive. He is athletic, but I think Bozier moves well enough and is going to be good size where I don't think it's going to be an issue. I mean, I was really bullish on Bozier early in the week. Now I'm kind of taking it back because I do think Cameron's going to have the speed advantage, at least in round one. And I think Tanner Bozier could take over this fight when Cameron slows a little bit. But, man, I'm going to go Bozier. Again, this was a fight I was very confident and bullish early in the week. Come yesterday, come today, I'm like, you know what? Maybe let's pull back a little bit, right? Because, I mean, Bozier might not be someone who I thought he was. And Kammer, this is a guy who hasn't fought in 2 years. He can come out of the woodwork, land a flying knee again, and just say, yeah, you know, O-H-I-O, baby. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze on Kammer, if I'm being honest with you, at plus 130. You want to throw him in a dog parlay or something like that? Get a little wild. Get a little crazy. That's fine. We'll do what you do. I like Bozier here. Probably money line. I think I'm going to avoid props because I really don't, in this brain of mine, I don't know how it's going to end up. I'm going to avoid a parlay for sure with him. I'm going to just, you know, I'm not super bullish on him. So I'm going to go money line minus 155. I think that's a pretty good price. Pretty good price. And if you start winning early in the night, this kind of mid card, roll your free money, throw a little bit on him. You know what I mean? That's what we do. Next up, Gavin Tucker plus 145 versus Diego Lopez minus 175. So Diego Lopez became the darling after that Mostov Ivalev fight, right? He gave Mostov a good battle. I mean, he lost. He gave him a good fight on short notice. People fell in love with the guy. He's got the hair, right? The old school Bieber hair. You know, he's kind of cute. You know, all this stuff. Lost on the contenders by Jonas and Britt, though, too. So he's really 0-2 under the UFC promotion. But he's got the cute hair. You know what I mean? So people like him. No, in all honesty, he does have some good skills. He's great on the ground. He does have good submissions on the top, on the back. Stand up is still a work in progress. He gets a little wild, but he's got some pop. He's got some pop in his hands, which I like, and he's obviously got tremendous heart. He's a fighter's fighter, which I love. Gavin Tucker's a guy who I was high on. He got slept by Danny Ige in like 20-something seconds, 17 seconds, whatever it was. Gavin Tucker got butchered by Ricky Glenn a million years ago, which was one of the worst one-sided beatings we've ever seen. But in between those two losses, he looked really good. Grappling a little bit. His boxing's good. It's a little basic. It's a little too everything's perfect, which works. But then if you get a funky guy, the funky stuff's going to throw you off. Gavin Tucker's also like 36, 37 years old. Haven't seen him in 2 years. A little worrisome about that. I'm not loading up, but I am because he's my dog locker.
Hello? Okay, this is dog.
I'm not falling for the trap. I'm not falling for Gavin's been out for 2 years. Lopez is this new guy. Everyone wants to suck his dick because of what he did on a loss, right? Good fighter, I get it. But I think Gavin Tucker's going to come in here. I think Lopez is feeling himself a little bit, you know, a little bit. He's getting the hype. Got a lot of new followers. People are liking him. Gavin's going to come in here. I think Gavin's going to grapple him. I think Gavin's going to outpace him. Worried about Gavin's chin because it's been tested before and it's failed that fucking test. Lopez can crack, but I think the later the fight goes, when Gavin kind of eases into the fight, doesn't get clipped by anything, I think we got an underdog win here at plus 145. I think Gavin Tucker is underrated on the ground. I think his wrestling's good. I think he's strong. Cardio, obviously good. His submissions are pretty good as well. Don't know if he's going to end up on a submission on Lopez. I like Gavin Tucker by the decision here. And with not a lot of dogs on the card, you know, I had to go somewhere. So I went plus 145, Gavin Tucker. Feeling confident a little bit. This is a fight I'm going to bet. I will bet Gavin Tucker by decision too, separately. No same game parlays or anything like that. You got money line. You got the prop play. That's how I'm going to do this. Again, if I start winning early on, you know, that's free money in my head. It's not really, but it is. You know what I'm saying? All right, next up, you got Dustin Jacoby plus 130 versus Kennedy Nzuchukwu. I can't fucking pronounce this guy's name. I fucking practiced. There was a comment that they said, I think I do it on purpose. And I totally understand that. I get it. You think I'm doing a bit or whatever. Problem is, if I sit down and I really say the name, problem is, if my brain goes so fast, podcast juice doesn't help, and I'm talking a mile a minute, I got a fat tongue, words don't come out properly. You know what I mean? That's what happens. But if I sit down and really go, okay, because they were mad about the Gabriel Bonfim. I guess I was throwing an R in there, Gabriel Bonfim. But I practice this guy's name, Kennedy Nzuchukwu, and I can't get it. My mouth doesn't make those sounds. So I'm going to go Kennedy when I break this down. And when I break this down, I'm going to break out this thing, baby. So I cheated a little bit. If you're a fan of the Anakin Florian, which most of you are, you already heard this play. I made it my green hammer because I couldn't get it out of my brain. So the play is Dustin Jacoby, but I don't, you know, it's going to be a fucking grip the seats, split decision, fight. It's what it's going to be. Both these guys are strikers, are hard to finish. Kennedy might have a little more power. Dustin might have a little more technique. We're talking a lot of leg kicks. We're talking a lot of maybe failed grappling exchanges. Hard fight to score. Dustin Jacoby's been in many of those. So I don't love the money line because I don't know how the fight's going to go. That's how the fight's going to go. I don't know who's going to win, I should say. But the green hammer. And I got to make up for it because of my piss poor green hammer last week. Michael Chiesa to win by decision or submission. Barf city. Absolute barf city. So this one, green hammer. Over simple. Simple one. Over Dustin Jacoby, Kennedy Nzuchukwu. Over 2.5. I got it earlier in the week. Already bet in bet place at minus 130. It's not minus 135. Gone up just a hair. This is a multi-unit prop play. Okay? Multi-unit prop play. My bank account is on life support. And when I took this and did a two-unit parlay, it's like, what are you? It's like I took the oxygen mask off. What are you doing? Fucking barely hanging on here. But that's how much I like this play here. Over 2.5, minus 135. These guys aren't going to finish each other. These guys, I mean, these guys, it could be a very entertaining fight, but it's going to be a hard fight to score. If anybody finishes anybody, if you're against me and you go, listen, this the old man's off his rocker, you know, turn 37 Friday. Happy birthday to me. If you're like, old man's off his rocker, Kennedy could win by knockout. I mean, that's the only guy I think can win by knockout. But give me over 2.5. And I guess if we're playing the game, Dustin Jacoby, money line pick. Don't love it. Green hammer. Shoo. Fucking dangerous. I don't know if I'm packing the green hammer. Do you think they'll let me bring it in Bridgestone Arena? Because, I mean, I might need it with me. All right, next up, co-main event. Jessica Andrade, plus 230, 285. Probably 285. Minus 360 versus Tatiana Suarez. Love this fight. Love Suarez. Me, or I should say my grandma will be mad at me, Kenny and I put a 5-unit whacker on Suarez. We're both very confident. I think Andrade, it's wild that Suarez is older than Andrade. I got a DM by a gentleman on Twitter, or excuse me, Instagram. I said, isn't that crazy that Suarez is older than Andrade? Yes, it is. 32, 31. Andrade just keeps continuing to fight. I wish someone in her camp would be like, boop, boop. let's take a break. Boop, boop, take a break. But she keeps fucking hustling, coming off a knockout loss, coming off a loss to Aaron Blanchfield. Doesn't give a fuck. Fight before that, she threw like 800 punches against Lauren Murphy. Doesn't take a break. Now she's getting probably a fighter who would be champion if it wasn't for injury problems. I believe it was a neck problem. Anyway, Tatiana Suarez, the one thing she's good at, and let me correct myself. The one thing, now hang on. No, I'm going to she's great at everything, but she's good at everything. Great. Bear with me. Stay with me. Don't turn it off yet. I'm going to find it. She's great at wrestling. Jessica Andrade's a takedown offense statistically isn't terrible. She can stuff a few, but the problem is when you get her down, you put her on her back, she's nothing. Valentina got her that way. Aaron Blanchfield got her that way. And Tatiana Suarez is the best at that. Aaron Blanchfield is very good, but Tatiana Suarez is very good at getting you down, very good at taking your neck. Her distance, she's long-armed. Her distance on the feet is getting better. And with Andrade, when she's rushing these camps, cycling in and out of camp, she's not getting better. Sure, she's trying to work off her back. Sure, she's trying to work to get up. Problem is, if she just rushes to get up, she's going to fall into a choke. I love Tatiana Suarez in this fight. Now, I don't want to be a fucking guy in the fence, a little piddle-paddle. I'm putting 5-unit whack. Trust me, I am putting Tatiana Suarez in everything. I signed Volcano number 2. But there's a possibility that first round Jessica Andrade's clipper or something. We've never really seen Tatiana fight adversity before. We've never seen her get clipped. We've never seen her get hit, right? So that's obviously a possibility, but I just think she's too clean. She knows that. She's going to play smart. She's going to use her jab and then look for takedowns. And Jessica Andrade is just too aggressive not to give up something, not to open up her hips where Tatiana's going to take her down. I like Tatiana. Maybe by TKO, she's going to get a finish here. This was almost my send him home, but
it ain't got no gas in it.
Wrong button, but it's always good to hear. There's gas. There's plenty of gas in this fight. Should I restart the show? I keep fucking up.
But it's my monologue. That's why she's not my send him home. Because I mortal locked her the fuck up.
I love Suarez here. I think she will get a finish, either TKO or submission. I'm kind of leaning submission because if Andrade rushes to her feet, right, she's been taken down so much and she's like, I got to work on it. So I'm strong. I'm just going to stand up, leave a neck. You know, I don't know. But give me Tatiana Suarez, minus 360. Not the sexiest pick in the world, but goddamn, 5-unit whack. I love her. All right, main event. Let's get it. Corey Sandhagen, minus 335 versus Robbie Font. Plus 280. So I kind of called this into existence, right? I'm very, very, very bad at matchmaking. I'm not great at it. When I do recap shows and I go, what's next for that fighter? I'm bad at it. I truly am. Like, if it's like a no-brainer, if there's like deciding between 3 and 4 guys, I can probably make a pretty good decision. But when this fight came out, fell off with Umar and Corey, I went, fuck, man. I was really looking forward to that. And, I'm in the building that night. So I'm like, man, I really want to see that. But they got to keep Corey on. He already spent money to go to Thailand. They got to keep him on. So I looked at the rankings at 135, and the only person that made sense is Font. He was fighting 2 weeks later in Boston, and it turns to find out that Song was hurt anyway. A lot of people were like, hey, but he wants to fight in Boston. I get it. But now you get the main event against a high-ranked guy. You're coming off a fucking hot, steamy win over up-and-coming stud in Yanez. Take the fight, main event, striking style. You don't have to worry about getting out wrestling or anything like that. This is your game. Then if you win this, then you can go back to Boston as a crowd, in the crowd, and be a fucking hero instead of the pressure fighting at home. So I love this fight. It's going to be a striking fight. Rob Font, I think, has the better hands, a little bit more pop to him. I just think Corey Sandhagen is overall the better striker. I do like that he's mixing things up. He was going for some takedowns over Song Yadong in their fight, which was great. His body looks good. His cardio is great. He's been in there with some elite guys. And I think this is going to be a chess match on the feet. I think Rob is really going to win in his hands. His hands looked all-time best against Adrian Nez, who has great boxing. His counter-striking, the way he rolled with punches, his power, shot selection, everything his accuracy, everything was really, really on point in that Yanez fight. I see that happening here. I see him being very on point. Him at plus 280, I think, is a very live dog. I just love Corey in this matchup. I just think Corey has just a little too much. He's got the kicks. He's got the explosives. He's tough. He's got the cardio. And then if he wants to, he can miss in some wrestling. I know Rob Font has some good takedown defense, but
The only way to finish him, because you can't knock the son of a bitch out, the only way to finish him is by submission. And if Corey Sandhagen wants a title shot, right, he's got to prove that he can grapple a little bit. And I think he's going to go out there and he's going to mix some things up. This is mixed martial arts. I want him to mix some things up. And I think that's what it's going to do. I do think it's going to be a closer fight than the line suggests. That's why, you know, again, a closer fight like this, I always advise people to maybe go dog shot. Plus 280 is a gorgeous fucking, mwah, beautiful number. But I just think Corey Sandhagen's just a little bit too polished for Rob here. I think if it was the Cheeto fight, because if you watch the Cheeto fight, Corey's winning the entire fight, and then Cheeto slowly started getting back into it, and that's kind of Cheeto's game, but that's also Rob's game, too. He's been five rounds. He's been rocked before. He's been up, beat up before. He doesn't go away. You know, Corey can't be so focused on trying to put this dude away. Just implement your game, and I think he's really good at that. That is a strength I think Corey does have. So I'm taking Corey Sandhagen, minus 335. Don't slime him. Slimed him up as well. So, quick recap. What do we got? Tight 40? Tight 40, baby. Huh. Mortal Lock, Tatiana Suarez. Give it to me. Give it to me. Feed me it. Dog Lock, Gavin Tucker. Send him home. Jake Hadley, probably by submission. I like the submission play in that. I don't have a number in front of me, but you can always find that while you're listening to the podcast. So those are my three locks. Green Hammer, Dustin Jacoby, Kennedy. I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name again because I'm not going to get me. Kennedy, Greenhammer, over 2.5, minus 135. That's the only bet I have placed right now. Here's a slime ball parlay. It's only plus 136, but there's a little extra slime in it. There's a little extra slime that I don't have the number for yet. Corey Sandhagen, Tatiana Suarez, and Anastasio Bahamandez. That's the three I got. Plus 136, not that great. You can take that. It's a plus money. We love plus money. You can take the plus money, throw a couple unis on it, cash out, be a happy boy or girl. But I just really love Bazook in this position here. Plus 150 is going to get you a hell of a lot. And if that's the line that he is, hasn't opened on DraftKings yet. That's the book I play. So slime ball, plus 136, extra slime, the super size slime, which I rarely do this. I only done it maybe 2-3 times this year, less than that probably. So regular slime ball, plus 136, Corey Sandhagen, Tatiana Suarez, Anastasio Bahamandez. Extra slime, Dennis Bazook. And I don't have that number right now because the line isn't out. I will get that for you later this week. Or maybe when I edit this, the line will be out because I'm recording this on a Wednesday. It'll be out Thursday. Man, let's have a week in Nashville, huh? Your boy's excited. I'm not a great traveler, if I'm being honest with you, right? 2 days in Nashville. I kind of want it to be three, but 2 days is going to be plenty. We're driving down. It's only a four-hour drive from us. I'm going to be in the house for fights. Check off Nashville as a city that I've been to. Check off Nashville as a city that I've been to a UFC fight in. And I'm going to meet some beautiful people there. And I can't wait. Come say hi, okay? When you see me in person and I'm this huge, monstrous fucking dude. Not really. But when you go, man, look at that guy with a giant fat fucking head. Oh, that's Brian. I don't want to say hi to him. His head's, you know, too intimidating. No. Come say hi. I'm a nice dude. We'll kick it. We'll talk some fights. I can't fucking wait. And thank you. Thank you for watching this show. Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribing to the show. Hit that fucking subscribe button. Again, keep hitting that motherfucker. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell everybody. Brian Peach here on all social medias. Apple Podcasts. I need you to go hammer the rate and reviews on 180. I'm 180, baby. We're at 77. I need 80. I'm 180. I love you guys. Let's go. Let's make some picks with our man, Brian Peach. Perfect week for Brian Peach yet again.